I practice patience. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I practice patience. What does it mean to practice patience? Well, we all have all sorts of little hang-ups and sorts of little misunderstandings of what's going on in the world. And because we don't understand what's going on in the world, we sometimes judge. And that's done far more often than we should. We judge, and when we judge, we think that everything is pretty rotten, pretty bad. We look at how other people live their lives, and we think that is not too beneficial. Oh, some people are special, and even those people, if we were to get to know their private lives more particularly, or their business lives more particularly, we might get a lack of patience with them too. We might say, well, for goodness sakes, here they know all these things so well, they know the principles so well, and yet they have no patience with themselves or with their people. It's got to be done. This is so important. These things have to be done. These things have to be done in just this way. The more that we think about those things, the more that we demand that they be done in just that way, the more we are upset within ourselves. You see, when we have not learned to practice patience, to be relaxed, and to just let things take their normal course, do what we're supposed to do, and do it well, but not judge what other people do. You know, our patience is not really so much with ourselves as it is with others. We let ourselves get along doing things. We allow ourselves to make mistakes. We allow ourselves to have learning experiences, but we don't seem to allow that for others. In fact, we think that others should do things exactly as we do, and we make lots of mistakes. So we shouldn't really use that as a criteria for judging others. But how often have you looked at someone else and said they could have done it differently? Or how often, and I think this is one of the major points of our lack of patience, how often are you in a conversation with other people and you feel that you have to put in your 2 cents before the other person finishes talking? Or that you have to contradict what the person is saying and say it differently than they're saying it? You feel that you know the correct way, you know the exact way. And so, in the process, you belittle what the other person is saying. If not only belittle, you put the person down. And you put the person down in a very unfavorable way to yourself. And other people who hear you doing this, who hear your lack of patience, you know, they sometimes call it enthusiasm. You get so enthusiastic, you want to say what's on your mind and say what's in your heart and say it so quickly that you forget that other people are saying it in their own manner and they're in their own realm too. Some people speak slowly. I oftentimes ask different people around the table, I'll say, now what do you think about this? Now what do you think about that? I don't really care what they think and I don't really want to know what they think. I ask them to give them an opportunity to say something if they want to. They might say, well, I really wasn't very interested in that, but I am interested in this. Well, great. You see, the big problem, though, when I ask somebody a question to get them talking or to get them involved, other people enter in right away and answer the question for them because they do know the answer. At least they think they do. They do know what the other person is thinking, at least they think they do. And in this show of a lack of patience, they get so involved that the necessity of having something be done just the way they want it done, or just the way they want it expressed, is said in such a way that other people feel inferior and feel put down. Now, really, when we do that, we feel put down. We feel inferior. We feel that we have to show everybody how intelligent we are, how wise we are, and how knowledgeable we are about all the things that we're talking about. And in the process, we take away the opportunity for us to show amazing patience. The ability to let other people say things even incorrectly, but to express themselves and say, well, thank you for that input. That was great. You could say, look, that input was stupid. I didn't want to hear it. I'm not going to pay any attention to it. You don't have a brain in your head. You're such an idiot. Now, that wouldn't be very nice to say that, would it? Although, that's what we're saying when we will not give another person an opportunity to share, when we put someone down, when we lack patience in dealing with the world around us. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know, we look at the... Last night, we had a snowstorm here on top of the mountain. It was a beautiful snowstorm. It went on from the afternoon through into the evening. And as I looked out there, I thought to myself, most of the snows here on the mountains are on and off again. Before they're on, they're already melted and off. Well, last night, it was a little different. And as it was snowing, I was thinking to myself, now, I hope it lasts long enough so I can take a few pictures of it. I hope it lasts long enough so I can do this. And then I said, whatever it does, it is gorgeous. Whatever. And then when I released the snow to do whatever it wanted to do, what it did was to give a glorious blanket of white over everything. Everything looks just gorgeous this morning. And the sun is now up in the full blue sky, and the temperature is at freezing, and it's looking down at the snow, and it's not going to melt too quickly. It'll have to get a warmer day for it to melt. But it's looking down at it, and the snow is burdened on all the pine trees and all of the live oak trees and all of the evergreen type of trees, the manzanita and so forth that we have here on the mountain. But little by little, it fell. Each little snowflake, a gentle bit of caring and lovingness, a bit of patience, one little snowflake at a time. And pretty soon it made a blanket of lovely white over all the mountainside here. And I look out upon the mountains around the hills here, and all the mountains are covered with beautiful snow. A lovely decking of snow, and it was the patience of each little snowflake coming down to do its little job of love. Oh, it was slow. It was maybe faster than I realized, but it was slow. And when it came down, it did a beautiful job. But now if I had been concerned and not patient with it, I would have said, will it ever cover this? Will it ever do this job? And little by little, with the patience and love of allowing the snowflakes to fall as they would, as they will, as they were, and do their wonderful job, the mountainsides are aglow with beauty. Oh, we're not the Swiss mountains, but we are the Southern California mountains at the Mexican border here. And it is glorious to see. Yes, my patience brought that forth. Now, my impatience might have made me very unhappy with it, because now I cannot drive the cars for a little while because the snow is too deep. Oh, I can take the tractor and plow the roads and clear them off, but that's not that important. So we can just wait a while for the snow to go through its cycle here on the mountain. Because if it lasts for more than a day or so, it'd be a rare thing. And I'm patient. I'm very patient to just wait. I don't need to plow the roads. I don't need to do this. Perhaps if we have a guest coming and we want to plow the roads so the guests can come in, that might be different. But for the moment, I believe that in due time, when our guest arrives at 4 this afternoon to work on my computers with me, then the snow will be melted away. Now, if I have the patience to just let it go and let it happen, then maybe my guest will call and say, I heard you had a blizzard up in the mountain and it snowed in up there. I'll come another day. And if that's his choice, that's fine too. But I'm patient. I'm very patient. Gentle, loving, and patient. And with patience comes a lack of frustration, a balance, peace. With patience comes balance and peace, a lack of frustration. And with patience comes a delight in all of life. I delight now in each snowflake. I delight now in each beautiful whiteness that each little snowflake by itself contributed to make the whole mountain a beautiful blanket of white. Oh, my, my, my. We have opportunities to practice patience so often in our life. And the more we practice it, the easier it is to practice. And the more we like ourselves. And the more we like ourselves, the more wonderful everything is for us. Have a lovely, lovely morning. And I know your morning is just as beautiful as mine as I look out and see the beautiful decking of snow over everything. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.